Next item on the agenda is request for public hearing pertaining to summer flounder.
This is a request for public hearing for minimum, just the minimum size limits for the commercial hook and line fishery for summer flounder. Currently, staff has received a number of different inquiries from the recreational industry asking about the inequities between similar gear types that are fishing in similar areas that have different size limits attached to them. This isn't a new issue that's been brought up to staff. This is something that has been brought up throughout, you know, the last 20 years, twice at the Commercial Hook and Line Task Force in 94 and 2000, and then twice through FMAC in 2010. Each time, it hasn't actually been in front of the commission yet. Each time, it kind of dies at those committees with kind of being polarizing issues with different thoughts on each side, whether it be recreational or commercial. We did bring this to the FinFish Management Advisory Committee again last night. They echoed a lot of the same thoughts that we had in the past. They're adamantly against trying to do this. They really thought that it was perception problem between the user groups, recreational and commercial. As Jill just told you, our most recent stock assessment came back, and we are not experienced overfishing, and stock is not overfished. And although this is a coast-wide stock, the story in Virginia is very different, and this is why staff would like to bring this forward. When you look at the commercial harvest of summer flounder in the Chesapeake Bay area and the recreational harvest in the Chesapeake Bay area, over the last 10 years, we've seen a precipitous drop in the amount of harvest from a high in 2010 of just over 250,000 pounds commercially down to about 26,000 pounds in 2018. You see this merit in the recreational harvest. So this would be a conservation effort for the species. We do have this inequity between the gear types that exists, that staff sees and the recreational community sees. Vessels can go out same area and same gear and are bound by different size limits. So staff is recommending the commission advertise for a September public hearing to amend Chapter 4, BAC 2620, pertaining to summer flounder, to modify the minimum size limits for the commercial hook and line gear.
Questions? Let me ask you this. What is the release mortality?
So the release mortality for hook and line is about
10%.
10%? 10%. That original 14-inch minimum size limit for the commercial fishery stems from draggers or the trawlers, whereas the mortality rate is almost 80%, and that's why that 14-inch was originally in there, because 80% of the fish that come up in the trawl would be dead anyway. So with this specialized gear, it is a much smaller hook and line mortality.
Well, maybe I was here and maybe I was part of this. I don't remember, but I guess I understand it's commercial hook and lines, commercial gear, and they wanted to ensure the across-the-board size limit. But it may be perception. And I don't know whether the difference is perception or observation, but when you have two people that go out in a recreational boat and one happens to have a commercial hook and line license, and they can pull them in when they could be released and 90% of the time attain the size that's legal size for recreational, yet they can drop them in their bucket and the other person that's fishing right beside them recreationally can't. And obviously in that situation, they're not fishing commercially. They're fishing from a convenience perspective as far as the ability to catch. That to me is maybe perception, but it's sure as heck observation as well. So I just throw that out there. That's my two cents.
Got a question.
Mr. Zadrin.
Where do you get the data for the commercial catch? I mean, not the commercial catch, the recreational catch.
The recreational comes from our Marine Recreational Information Program. It's the same recreational program that does all their dockside interviews.
MRIP.
MRIP.
Mr. Tankard.
Well, I know Captain Bob Turner, if he were here, he'd be applauding us for advertising for this. I know as a waterman and a long-term fisherman for Flounder, and he took charters out of the Watch Creek. He was just always fumed to watch a person pulling a 14-inch fish, and everybody on his boat was wondering why we couldn't keep the same fish. You know, so I think there is this sort of, if they're fishing with the same rigs and having two different size limits, it just kind of doesn't make sense to a lot of people. I remember Bob Turner was particularly adamant about it, so I'll make a motion that we advertise for this public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? I look forward to the hearing what is said on both sides of this one for sure, because then we'll really determine whether it's perception, observation, or what it is. And it'll be something worth listening to, I believe.
Yeah, I do.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.